You know, like you hear about Jackson Hole. Mm-hmm. Does that word hole mean something special? Is it something specific, or is it just sort of a...
No.
Okay. Are there many mountains in the... I mean, just something you would call a mountain, like right in this area, or are they sort of more distant?
There are several named peaks.
Okay.
More or less peaks than mountains.
Okay. What's the difference between a peak and a mountain?
Mountain or a molehill, I guess.
Okay. What about the word hill? Do you use the word hill to talk about things out here at all? Like, is this a hill over here? Or just trying to get a sense of sort of what people think about topography around here a little bit and what the difference is between things.
I guess you could call some of them hills.
Okay. Would the difference between a mountain and a hill just be the difference in size, or is there something
else?
Well,
I would say that Pike's Peak is a mountain.
Yeah.
And these are just hills.
Okay. So size is definitely something.
Yes.
About it, but yeah. Do you know what? Do you have any draws around here? Something you would call a draw?
Yes.
Yeah. What is a draw?
It's a low place with a dry creek running through it.
Okay. And a canyon? What is a canyon?
Usually that's in where you have rocks.
Okay.
And slopes that form a canyon.
Does it have water running through it necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Do you have any waterfalls in this area?
Not right in this area. There are some along the South Platte. Okay. And, of course, we have Seven Falls in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, right. Is there anything that people call white water in this area?
No.
Okay. What kind of wild flowers do you have around here?
We have Pessamon and... Indian paintbrush.
Mm-hmm. Do you get any columbine around here?
A columbine. Mm. And those, what they call firecrackers.
Mm.
And we have a lot of fall asters that are wild.
Asters.
And daisies.
Okay. Do you get sunflowers out here at all?
You know, that's another thing that in the last few years, we have gotten some sunflowers.
Mm.
But we used to never see a sunflower here. Just east of Florissant here on what they call Twin Rock Curve, there's just quite a patch of sunflowers there this year that bloomed like mad. I don't know whether somebody from Kansas came out here and planted them or...
They came with the feet again, huh? It'd be easy to do. Yeah, in eastern Colorado, it grows pretty. There's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's grown. I mean, some of it's wild, but some of it's actually grown for oil.
And they have the large sunflowers have become a real money-making crop in Iowa and Minnesota and back in that area.
For seeds?
Yes, for bird seed, and they also use a lot of it for cattle feed.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I remember selling that when I was in the store. This is sort of a different section. What do you call a woman whose husband passes away?
Widow.
Do you ever use the term bastard around here to talk about illegitimate children? Is that something people just use it to swear with, huh? Is there a term for illegitimate children anymore around here?
Now, what did you say?
Illegitimate children? Children.